It's probably one of our busiest years between the domestic violence, psychotherapy and counselling service and then our generic service. We had, as you say, a lot of women in that year who availed of the either or counselling services.
And this support is vital for women within Donegal. Do you anticipate this to grow further? Do you see more women coming forward to yourselves through more awareness?
I think so. Already this year, we are slightly up on last year, year to date, for the first half of the year. And we can only see this continuing to grow as we, I suppose, engage with bigger populations of women, the awareness around counselling and trauma psychotherapy for women who have or are currently experiencing domestic abuse. So, yeah, that trend is only going to get on the increase for sure.
And the Donegal Women's Centre launched a number of additional initiatives as well.
We did indeed, yeah. So one of the big ones was our menopause programme. And that was thanks to funding from the HSE National Lottery. And that was a series of 5-week programmes that were delivered by one of our GPs, who is also an expertise in women's health. And it's really, I mean, it's been proved, I suppose, you know, phenomenally successful because it was a safe place for women, you know, to come in to discuss what was going on for them and to realise actually they're not the only ones experiencing these symptoms. So it was really, you know, the women were very open about what was going on for them. And then to have the doctor there who is the expert who could say, look, this is really normal or this is what you can do. So it was a wraparound response to the issue of menopause that women don't often get, you know, their questions answered, solutions put in place, and knowing, I think, that they're not on their own was definitely the biggest piece of feedback that we got, that there were other women in similar situations.